You're listening to the Spicy Dividend.
Hey everyone, how are you? It's Scott with DGen Dividends doing the Spicy Dividend podcast for today, April 9th, 2020. It's 5:09 p.m. where I'm recording in Pennsylvania on the East Coast. So, yeah, I had my rant yesterday about, you know, how unbelievable I believe these markets are right now. I think there's a lot of people who follow the markets that are also believing this is getting a little bit absurd now. So I'm not really going to comment on that. The Fed today pretty much said they're going to be providing up to $2.3 trillion more dollars in loans for small businesses and other businesses alike, and also for the American people. They are just continuing to print money. The printing goes brr. But Jay Powell is pretty much saying that he thinks that the U.S. is going to recover fairly quickly. It's funny, you know, you say they're going to recover quickly, yet you're putting all this money into the market artificially. Anyway, Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 1.2% today, up around 280 points. And the S&P 500 is up 1.5%, up over 400 points. So not the craziest of days, but again, we're up like 13% the past week or whatever it's been. So it's been absolutely insane. So just what am I doing? So my retirement has been in extremely, extremely conservative funds this month. And I'm just continuing to have it there. I'm not touching it. I'm not dealing with it. I will eventually convert back to an all market fund, but yeah, I'm just not comfortable right now. Yeah, I know the VIX, the volatility is starting to decrease a little bit. Everyone and their mother is now saying that like we've hit the bottom, and at this point, we should not be retesting those lows. I'm not saying that we're going to retest those lows. I don't believe that we are either. But at the same time, I don't see any reason why we couldn't dip 5 to 10% from where we're at today. I mean, this is just a ridiculous V-shape right now. It's for no reason either. The cases are just increasing, whatever. But anyway, so that's why, like, retirement, I'm just staying put. And I'm being extremely conservative with it. That's money that I don't plan on losing. So what about the individual portfolio? So if you remember, I'm just trying to build up 5 unique ETFs right now. DGRO is the one that I'm trying to get the most of. I'm trying to get 1,000 shares of that. I'm up to like 101. That's iShares Core Dividend Growth. Then we have IAU, which is a gold trust. Then we have VNQ, Vanguard's real estate ETF. VXUS, the Vanguard International ETF. And then XLU, the utility select sector fund by Spider. So those are the 5 that I'm trying to do. The past 2 days, I have not purchased anything. I have been putting the $30 into the account to make sure that I am consistently funding it. And it's just one of those things. Look, the market goes up and up and up, and we get to like all-time highs again. Whatever, I'll just start averaging in again, like I used to do. But look, I firmly believe that it's going to go down a little bit. I'm not saying we're going to retest lows. I don't believe that anymore, because at this point, the Fed's just stimulating it way too much. You know, the value of the dollar is only going to go down, which means, you know, I saw a great tweet, and you know, I knew this already, but it's a good tweet that a lot of people should recognize. I can't remember for the life of me who it was. I read it this morning, but essentially, if you're short the U.S. dollar, which means if you think the value of the U.S. dollar is going to decrease, then you should be long stocks, because look, when the price of money, like the price of the dollar goes down, that's just going to inflate the price of stocks, because if the dollar's not worth as much, well, then the equity is just going to skyrocket in price. So you have that situation going on. So a little bit of inflation is not necessarily the worst thing to happen. It's when the government starts overstepping and overstimulating, giving too much back to the people, and it just becomes a never-ending cycle of issuing and reborrowing debt. So, you know, we're going to get a little inflation from this. And in a time like this, in a situation like this, where this is pretty much happening globally, it's not like this is a unique situation to the United States where governments are trying to step in and help fund everyone. We're going to get a little inflation, but it's not going to be to the point of hyperinflation. I'm one of those that does worry about it. But at the same time, if we don't continuously ramp up, if we don't say like every other day that we're going to be putting trillions and trillions into the market artificially, just the Fed just raising the balance sheet from thin air, from the printing machine, you know, we'll see. Inflation should stay somewhat lower, even with all of this printing going on. They just got to be careful. The more you stimulate, the higher the risk you go as a country for just hyperinflating everything. So we'll see. We'll see how everything is. There's not much news today. Not much going on. It's just, it wasn't too much of a crazy day. It was green. It never really threatened to go red at all. We had some usual intraday dips and alleys or peaks, whatever you want to call it. But nothing unusual. There's nothing really to talk about today. I don't really have anything to say. I'm still waiting for a little bit of opportunity for a pullback a little bit. Did I miss the boat? I mean, I didn't miss the boat on my individual portfolio. I mean, the one portfolio that I had start from Fidelity started in like $3,000 and it's already up to $6,000. So, you know, I've gained 100% pretty much on my Fidelity account. And it's only been, what, like 3 or 4 weeks since I've started it. So it's not like I missed the boat. But maybe with the retirement, I could have timed it a little bit better. But you're just going to end up losing out when you try to time it. And I'm just being extremely conservative with my retirement at the moment. Maybe to a really bad fault, because I'm very young and I should just be like letting it ride in the market. And considering I am a little bit short on the dollar, well, then that would just confirm my case that I'm long on equity. So this has been a really short episode. So you only have to sit through one ad. Good for you. Hope you enjoyed it. Let me know if you have any thoughts on today's market. If you're watching on YouTube, you can always feel free to leave a comment. And if you're a listener on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you may be, thank you so much for listening. I greatly appreciate it. You can reach out to me at Twitter at DGEN Dividends, DEGEN Dividends. Hope you enjoyed the very short show today. Not much to talk about. Hopefully, I'll have more to talk about tomorrow. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you're enjoying the daily podcast. See everyone tomorrow.